We are going to continue the hour by talking COVID-19 as we move into yet another stage of the pandemic, hopefully a better one than the last one, but we're certainly still not out of the woods yet. We're joined in the studio by Quintana Stewart, who is Orange County's health director and has been a front and center for the last couple of years now, organizing and coordinating Orange County's response to COVID-19, still in charge of that and working around the clock to make that happen. Quintana, thank you so much for being here in the studio today. It's good to see you.
Hi, Aaron. Good to see you, too, in person.
Yeah, right. So what should folks know now about what we're seeing out there? What are the latest numbers? What are the metrics that you're following, and what are we seeing?
Right. So, unfortunately, COVID is still here with us. However, I will say I think we are in a much better place today than we were even just a few months ago, you know, late December, early January. So we still have COVID cases in our community. However, what we are seeing is disease severity is not as bad. We're not seeing as bad of an impact on the hospital system. Here in Orange County, we're not seeing a huge number of deaths like we once saw once during the pandemic. So I will say I feel like we have figured some things out. We are maintaining, and we're doing okay. However, COVID is still here with us, so we still have to practice some of our other mitigation strategies when needed.
What should folks know about the BA2 variant, this new one?
Well, yes. So the BA2 is another one of the Omicron variants that is now circulating. So we are starting to see an uptick in the BA2 cases that we have in the community. However, we are not seeing any worse disease severity. So it's here again, but what it looks like is the immunizations are working. So if you got your COVID vaccination, you continue to mask when you're in large crowds of unknown people that don't know their status of COVID or vaccination, those things still work. So BA2 is here. As I said, right now it's making up, I think, about half of the new cases that we're seeing here in the county. So half are the BA1, half are BA2, and BA2 is, steadily increasing. However, we're not seeing any more severe illness from the BA2 variant.
Do you expect to see an uptick in just the number of cases?
Well, looking at some of the surveillance things that we're now watching, for example, the wastewater, we are seeing a small uptick.
A little bit, right?
Yeah. In COVID cases. So I think that is expected. We're at that time of year, spring, spring break for the schools and universities. So lots of travel is going on.
40,000 people gathering on Franklin Street for some reason or other.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're seeing a small uptick, but again, we're not seeing more severe illness and death from it.
Speaking with Quintana Stewart, Orange County Health Director, in the context of that, as case numbers are coming down, mask mandates are lifting, rules are changing, and there might be some confusion or uncertainty about what to do when. So when do you wear a mask?
I would say for me personally, and I just came off of a trip, of course, TSA, federal rules still require masking in the public transportation setting. So absolutely, when I was on a plane, I had my mask on. In the airport, I had my mask on. For me right now, because I'm up to date with my COVID vaccination, I tend to only mask when I'm out in public in a large setting where I don't know who I'm around and I don't know their current status with COVID. So that's when I personally am still wearing a mask.
Like grocery stores, malls, things like that.
Yeah. But otherwise, I'm relaxing and I'm not wearing the mask. In the office, of course, certain parts of my department, I still have to wear a mask because we're a healthcare setting. But yeah, just every day in the office at work, I'm going without it.
Orange County is still technically under a state of emergency until the end of the month. Do you anticipate the state of emergency being lifted at the end of the month, earlier than that, later than that?
I don't anticipate it, any change with the current plans. But again, that's a decision of our elected officials. I'm scheduled to meet and talk to them later on this week. But with the current, movement of COVID and how we're doing, I don't anticipate any changes.
So lifting at the end of the month then?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And the other thing that developed, and this is not an Orange County thing, it's a UNC thing. You got the state level COVID-19 dashboard, and then UNC had its own, but they took theirs down earlier this week. Thoughts about that? Any reaction to that?
And so we had some conversation with university as they were planning to do that. And so what I think we're all doing, because there's so much data available between what we have locally posted, what the state site, the DHHS site posts, what CDC posts, it can really get confusing quickly for community members. And so we've all opted to really turn towards and look at the newly revised DHHS state dashboard site. And so they revised that as of March 23rd. They have certain metrics that they're watching. It's more of a surveillance. So they're looking at the wastewater surveillance. And we have a site here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro area from Owosso. They're looking at COVID-like illness in the ED departments, hospital admissions, still looking at the COVID cases, although we know that number may not be 100% accurate because we have so much availability of at-home tests. Looking at our booster rates, the prevalence of the variant, so like you asked about BA1 versus BA2, what are we seeing? And then looking at the CDC COVID-19 community level. So we are all turning and looking at the state site. They update the site now once a week on Wednesdays. And that just allows us to do more of the surveillance and watch for trends. And so that's the site that, you know, many of us are turning to stay up with our COVID data.
Turning to vaccinations, I know the advice is still to get vaccinated, get boosted.
Yes.
Different people are in different situations now. Some people are double vaccinated. Some people have the booster. I got my booster in October, I think. So it's been about 6 months. I'm a certain age. Other people who are different ages will have different. What should folks know about where things stand right now?
Lots of moving parts when it comes to vaccination and the booster. So you're right. Number one, if you have not yet been vaccinated or you've not completed your primary series, I encourage everyone, go and get your vaccination for COVID-19. I would say when it comes to the boosters, and I had to make some notes, Aaron, because it's so much. So anyone 12 and up, they are eligible for a COVID booster. You have to wait at least 5 months after completing your primary series. So that would mean if you got the Pfizer, you've had both doses, 1 and 2. If you got Moderna, 1 and 2. And if you had the Janssen J&J, you had that one dose. So everybody is eligible now to get a booster 12 and up. If you are immunocompromised 12 and up, then it is advised that you get your booster shot at least 3 months after that third dose. If we recall, folks that were immunocompromised, to complete their primary series, they got 3 doses of the vaccine, and that's Pfizer or Moderna. So it's encouraged that they go get their booster at least 3 months after that third dose. So FDA, CDC just announced recently that there are some members of the population that are now eligible for a second booster. And so that would be folks that are 50 years of age and up. It is recommended that they get a second booster, and it has to be one of the mRNA, so Pfizer or Moderna, and it's suggested that they get that at least 4 months after their first booster.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I'm kind of still operating. I think we've talked about this before. I'm operating on the assumption that long term we're going to end up at a point just like the flu shot, where it's just you get it every year. Is that fair?
And that's a fair assumption to make. I think it's still in discussion, as you know. So FDA, CDC, they're still meeting and talking about all this stuff. But that's a real possibility. That could be our reality. Like you said, similar to flu. Just get some annual protection.
I'm waiting. The day that the pandemic is over for me is the day that the over-the-counter COVID medicine finally shows up, like alongside the NyQuil and the Sudafed and everything else.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that's going to be, but hopefully sooner rather than later. Kids under 5 still can't get the vaccine. What's the status on that?
Correct. So we had a call with the state earlier this week. And it is their thought, we believe, that maybe Pfizer and Moderna will submit their request for this emergency EUA early May. So for the kids, 6 months through 5, it's expected that maybe the request will go out early May for them to get approval.
And what's the timeline on approval after the request goes out?
They usually been turning that around within, 14 days, so
okay.
Within a 2-week period usually, if it takes that long. I know there's been lots of studies and research around this, so it may happen even faster. But I will tell you, as soon as it is approved, and we get, you know, standing orders updated, we'll make it available.
Speaking with Quintana Stewart, and as we start to wrap up, we talk about COVID-19 so much. That is one health concern. What else, health-wise, are you and is the health department focused on? What else, health-wise, should folks know?
I will tell you, we still are doing all of our other work and duties, you know, as we go along. While I have the opportunity, I would like to say happy Public Health Week to all the public health workers out there. This week, first week in April, is National Public Health Week. And the theme for that is public health is where you are. So I like to call public health the invisible profession, meaning, you know, when we are doing our job, most folks don't even realize that we are at work. So we do things to prevent, you know, illness, disease, and outbreaks in our community, all behind the scenes usually. So I would say we continue to do all those things. We're still going out, environmental health, inspecting to make sure your food and lodging establishments are safe. We still work with our long-term care facilities to ensure, you know, that they have disease prevention things set up, and not just COVID, but other things like flu. And, you know, so we are still hard at work doing all of those programs. Nutritionists are still meeting and providing, you know, classes for those that are managing their diabetes and they need to eat healthy and balance that. And so we are still doing all of those things in public health.
Find out more on the public health page at orangecountync.gov, the county's website, and again, ncdhhs.gov for more on the statewide dashboard from the Department of Health and Human Services. Quintana Stewart, thank you, as always, so much.
Thank you.